Welcome to Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare. I'm Scott Webb. Today we're discussing the HealthGrades Outstanding Patient Experience Award that Community Memorial Healthcare's Ventura Hospital recently received with three long-serving members of the medical team. I'm joined today by Dr. Deborah Carlson, Dr. Christina Desai, and registered nurse Petey Hayes. It's nice to have you all here today. We're going to talk about Community Memorial Hospital, specifically Ventura Hospital, receiving HealthGrades Outstanding Patient Experience Award. And that's a lot of words, and it's very important and very meaningful. But before we get to all that, Petey, I just want to have you introduce yourself, how long you've been there, what you do, your approach to patient care, and so forth.
Thanks for having me, Scott. My name is Petey Hayes, and I'm a registered nurse. I work on the medical oncology floor at Community Memorial. And this July, I'll be celebrating 38 years there.
Yeah, 38. That's a lot. That's awesome. And I know, Deborah, Dr. Carlson, you've been there a long time as well. So same thing. Introduce yourself, your role, how long you've been there, and so on.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I have only been there for 32 years. My name is Debbie Carlson, and I am a hospitalist at Community Memorial Healthcare in Ventura, and I'm also in charge of the residency programs. My official title is DIO, or Designated Institutional Official, and I'm a member of the PFAC, the Patient Family Advisory Council.
Yeah, so you wear lots of hats, and Dr. Desai, I want to have you introduce yourself as well. I don't know how many hats you wear, but introduce yourself to listeners.
I'm Christina Desai. I'm a hospitalist as well at CMH. I am also the chief medical officer for our inpatient hospitals group called Pacific Inpatient Physicians. I am relatively junior compared to PD and Debbie. I've only been here for 14 years.
Only 14 years. Yeah, well, it's great to have you all here, and we've got a lot to get to. And PD, I'm going to come back to you. From your perspective, what defines a great patient experience?
I would think that the patient feels cared for, that they feel safe, that they can be part of the decision-making process in their healing. I think those would be important, not all, but very important.
Yeah, certainly some of the things on the list, we're all patients. Doctors and nurses are patients, of course. And Dr. Carlson, from your perspective, like, what defines that great patient experience?
I think just remembering that everybody's different and that we have to meet the patient where they're at and find out what their individual needs are. If we don't do that, we can't provide them with a great experience. So just meeting them at their level and, like Petey said, making sure they feel safe.
Yeah, of course, safety is important for all of us, especially patients. And Dr. Desai, I'm sure you would echo some of that, but your thoughts on the patient experience?
I think what's unique with patients in the hospital is it's not just the patient, it is their family or friends, their loved ones. And it is important for family, friends, patients to all be seen and heard. And if those patients and that family can be seen and heard and understand their walk through the hospital, I think that is a great patient experience.
Yeah, of course, you know, we all know listening is a skill, and really listening to patients and families, all important things. And I'm going to stay with you, doctor. You know, like, what are some of the key things that Community Memorial does, in your opinion, when it comes to that patient experience? Like, what makes, you know, when you talk about the HealthGrades Outstanding Patient Experience Award, how'd you win that award?
Scott, it went back years. And I think it started just because the hospital and the doctors and the nurses wanted us to have a good patient experience, a great patient experience, and they wanted to hear and understand their patients. For years, the physicians and the nurses have been sitting down with our patients to really hear them when they speak, and that was very essential. And the emphasis from administrative, you know, personnel all the way down to everyone who touches the patient, you know, we've all been really highly motivated to understand and listen to our patients.
Yeah, and of course, no hospital system or hospital, you know, does these things for awards, but to earn an honor like this, Petey, like as Dr. Desai is saying, like, this is years in the making, of course, right? And it's all about the patients and the patient experience and families and that walk through the hospital. But from your perspective, what are some of the key things that stand out that Community Memorial does when it comes to patients?
We've cultivated that culture of caring and teamwork over the years. And continued to focus on patient-centered care. And people have trusted us with years of care and multiple family members and multiple generations we've seen at the hospital. And we've remained a nonprofit for so many years. I think we're trusted. All of that enhances their patient experience, I feel. Our teamwork, I would say, though, is number one.
Yeah, I did a podcast recently with some folks from Community Memorial talking about the nonprofit status, and that's a whole separate thing that folks can listen to if they like, but that is an important piece of this, and especially, Dr. Carlson, that community part of this. Like, it is such a community hospital experience, generations coming through there, people who were born there, who work there, you know. What stands out to you in terms of the patient experience?
Well, I think what Christina said was true. It's been worked on for years. We actually started probably before she joined CMH. We worked with the Institute for Healthcare Improvement and came up with a way to improve patient experience. And it was things like sitting at the bedside, rounding with the nurses, asking the patient what mattered to them, because what mattered to us didn't necessarily matter to them. And you know, it's been a great ride and we've done really well and we have a lot of support from the VP of quality. And I think that's what just makes us different, but it's taken years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And Dr. Carlson and I touched there on that nonprofit part of this, the nonprofit status, Community Memorial. I know you continue to invest in areas like pharmacy services, the new cancer center. Just wondering, like, from your perspective, your corner of the world there, like, how do these initiatives enhance the patient experience, both clinically and in terms of the overall just community well-being?
Well, the pharmacy has been amazing. We now have a service called Meds to Beds, where when you get discharged from the hospital, they'll actually bring up your discharge medications to the bedside so you don't have to stop at the pharmacy. They also do home deliveries now. They'll counsel the patient on their medications. So the pharmacy has really stepped up and has done a great job of improving their services. And the new cancer center, you know, the whole idea is that you can get all your cancer treatment in one place. So we have all of the imaging, we have the hematologist oncologists, we have the infusion center. You don't have to go anywhere else. You can just stay in your community and get the treatment you need in your community.
Yeah, it's really one-stop shopping, if you will. And PD, like, from your perspective, you know, when we think about this patient experience, how we're kind of looking through that lens here today and how you got this honor, what stands out to you?
Patients want their loved ones, their support system around them. If they have to travel to LA for good care, they can't always have their support system around them. And we live in this community, we work in this community, and we want our community to be able to stay in the arms of their loved ones and continue support close to home. Adds a stressor to have to drive all the way down to LA. And nobody needs extra stress while they're trying to go through a health situation.
Yeah, so true. We're trying to lower those stress levels as much as we can. And Dr. Desai, like, how about from your perspective, like, some of the investments that Community Memorial has made and the effect it has on patients and that experience?
Well, you know, they're investing not only in pharmacy and cancer center, but also in doctors who provide services in addiction medicine for our transitions of care clinic for recently discharged patients to get seen promptly by a discharging hospitalist to make sure that they don't readmit to the hospital. I think there's even like a heart failure pharmacist that will call and make sure that you're taking your medications correctly. All of those initiatives are to help heal our community. And that's what I love best about our hospital, because we are really a nonprofit, but community, that part in our name, is essential for all the physicians. We prioritize our physicians, our patients, and we want to care for them here. Yeah. And we want to care for them in the best possible way. Certainly, if we have to, you know, send them to Los Angeles, we will advocate for them. But, you know, if we can take care of it here, we want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that especially true in the case of Community Memorial. Like, that's not just a name of a hospital that some clever marketing person came up with. It really is who you guys are. It really is so essential to the community to have such a great and amazing and robust, you know, hospital just down the street. It's very cool. And Dr. Desai, staying with you, wondering, and we talk teamwork, right? How do physicians, nurses, and support teams work together there to create this positive experience?
Well, Scott, you know, I have to emphasize that sometimes it's not a positive experience, right? It's sometimes people hear really hard news, and it's really, we are with people through their most sensitive and crucial times. And even when we are not with the patient, the physicians, the nurses, our case managers, our social workers, we are constantly talking about our patients. We're talking about what things can support them at home, what the nurses are seeing. All of those things help support our patient through their hospital experience. Because oftentimes we do tell them, you know, sometimes wonderful news, but sometimes tragic news. And the important thing is that we're there with them through the process.
Yeah, I used to tell my kids, doctor, when they were little, that like, it's easy to be in a good mood on Christmas, you know, but, you know, on those bad days, those hard days, those challenging days, you and the team there and sometimes having to deliver bad news, those are tough days. And that's when I'm assuming, Dr. Desai, like that's when the community really rallies on those tough moments.
Yeah, I think my most memorable patients, oftentimes I've cried with them and, you know, having that communication with them is really important, and important to, I hope, to them, but also to me. I've definitely cried on a lot of my nurses' shoulders too when I've had a tough day. So we will all work together.
Yeah, for sure. And Dr. Carlson, how has your involvement with the Patient Family Advisory Council maybe shaped your perspective on the patient experience?
Well, I'm sort of a unique member of the PFAC. Not only am I a physician at the hospital, but I'm sort of a professional patient. And I've been hospitalized multiple times at our hospital, so I've been a patient as well. So I come with a unique sort of view on it because I obviously had the experience of being a patient while being a physician. But it's great to hear the other perspectives. You know, what do they think about this pamphlet that we thought was amazing, and they think, you know, like no one will understand it. So it's really important to have the patients themselves look at all our initiatives and see if there are things that would be well received or understood. And so just being there is just eye-opening, hearing everybody's journey and hearing their perspective.
Yeah, and that's been sort of the common thread that's run through our podcast today is the listening and the really hearing patients and families. And Petey, from a nursing standpoint, what are some of the smaller moments that make a big difference for patients?
Oh gosh, it could be just as easy as adjusting pillows or getting a blanket out of the warmer so that somebody can bundle up and get cozy, providing a bed for their family member to stay the night, setting it up for them so that they'll have their support system with them. Those make a difference. Getting snacks or beverages for a grieving family that is watching their loved one slip away on comfort care. Warm shampoo caps, those are always a big hit. We we love our shampoo caps. That really makes somebody feel good. Yeah. But, you know, just things that you would want for your family and for your loved ones. If my family member throws up, I want to go and help them brush their teeth because wouldn't that make you feel better? So those are small moments that nurses are blessed to be a participant of. And just yesterday I was at work and somebody got some really hard news and just handing the Kleenex and holding their hand. It's small, but it matters. You would want someone to do that for your great aunt or for your mom or for your best friend's dad, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little things, those little moments mean a lot. And Petey, what advice maybe would you give to new clinicians about creating a great patient experience? Maybe, for example, how do you maintain compassion and connection, you know, in this fast-paced hospital environment, or when bad news has to be delivered, or when vomit has to be cleaned up. Eddie, keep a smile on your face.
Right. Some days are not easy, but seeing as how I've managed to stay fairly positive these last almost 38 years, I can contribute some of that to the great people that I work with, the teamwork that we have with the doctors, and being allowed to participate in different committees has made me able to see the big picture, the little picture, and be able to pass that information on to the staff. And the younger nurses are being grown up on our floor now. We have a great nurse residency program, and just being a role model for them is part of teaching the next generation how to be compassionate and to connect with patients and to sit down and listen and spend the time to make your patient feel cared for.
Yeah. How about from your perspective, Dr. Desai, when we think about compassion and connection and how important that is for patients and families, what would be your advice to new clinicians?
Our new clinicians know the best thing you can do is to sit down and take your time. Take your time to listen to your patient, what is important to them, and to speak in a way that they can understand. I also am really proud of our doctors of communicating with the patient's family or patient, their advocate. I think we're really good at that. We're also really good at communicating with each other, which, you know, oftentimes in the age of artificial intelligence and instant messaging, all that, we sometimes lose sight of.
Right. Yeah, something we haven't really touched on is we've touched on, you know, listening to patients and families, but listening to each other, speaking and communicating with each other, all really important. And I'm sure you agree, Dr. Carlson, about just the communication being part of this. But from your take, like when we think about the compassion connection, it's so fast paced in a hospital environment. How do we maintain those things for the next generation?
Well, you know, I give a whole hour lecture on this to the residents. So, Scott, if you want me to be telling you in 30 seconds.
I've got the time,
I'm not sure I can do that. I think Dr. Desai said it, you know, really well. You have to stop and listen, and you need to get to know your patients. If you spend, you know, 10 minutes today, that'll save you 30 minutes in 3 days. You really just need to spend the time on that day getting to know your patient, stopping, listening, and like everybody said, include the family members. And then, you know, you feel you make a connection and you have that compassion and you communicate better. They understand what's going on. There's trust. It just works so much better.
Yeah, staying with you, Dr. Carlson, you know, we've framed this, we told folks at the beginning, this is about Ventura Hospital receiving the Health Grades Outstanding Patient Experience Award. So when we think about that and that recognition, what's maybe one thing you hope patients and families understand about that recognition?
That we put the patients first. Hmm. You know, everything we do, we're the first thing we think about is how is this going to affect the patient? How is this going to improve patient care? How is it going to help them get out of the hospital faster so they can get home to their loved ones? We put the patient first.
Yeah, I'm sure you would echo that, Dr. Desai, but how about your take on this great recognition? What do you want folks to know? Like, what's the takeaway, if you will?
That we're going to keep on trying, that we're just not going to take this one recognition and say we're done. I hope patients and families know that every interaction we're having with them, we're trying to do better every single time.
Yeah. Yeah, you can never rest on your laurels, you know? You know, you get this great recognition, then it's back to work and back to working with patients and families. And I'm sure you agree, Petey.
Definitely. I was thinking the exact same thing. It's not a one-time event. We strive to make our patients feel well cared for always. And we continue to work on that on the daily.
Yeah, it's been really fun and heartwarming today. I just give you all a chance here, this final question. PD, I'll start with you. Maybe you can share a meaningful patient interaction that sort of illustrates the type of outstanding patient experience, you know, at Community Memorial and that you all strive to deliver to every patient.
Real life stuff.
Yeah, huh? Something that actually happened, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, don't make me cry because there's a lot of different really special patients that we've had over the years. We had a gal with a lot of vim and vinegar, I tell you. She was a pistol, and She was only 32 and she was battling a really horrendous diagnosis. She was fighting her cancer battle for a couple of years. She meant a lot to us. And when she finally succumbed to her disease, despite our best efforts, her family has meant a lot to us too. See, I'm going to cry. Ooh, sorry.
There's lots of shoulders here. Don't worry.
Yeah, thanks. They donate to Nurse Appreciation Day. We go on hikes. We go paddleboarding. They're just a really neat family. And we were able to help them through that hard time.
Now you're going to make me cry. I have to be a professional here and finish this. Dr. Carlson, can you share a meaningful patient interaction?
You know, I agree with Petey. There's so many, and every day you have a different experience. I think something that came up this just, I think, 2 days ago, I thought was sort of fun, and it sort of showed what we try to achieve. A patient came in and she said, I was here, you know, I don't know, a few months ago, and they must have thought I was somebody else. And I'm like, well, why did you think that? She said, because they treated me like a VIP. And I kept thinking, they think I'm somebody I'm not. But, you know, we're like, well, you know, just go with it. But I think really warmed my heart to know that she came out of the hospital last time thinking that she was treated, you know, like a queen.
Right.
And she really felt that. And that was nice to hear.
Yeah, that's been my experience in hosting a few of these for Community Memorial is everyone is treated like a VIP. Everyone feels like a VIP, which is no small feat in a hospital that size with that many patients and personnel and everybody involved. It's really amazing. Dr. Desai, I'm going to end with you. This was a part of my master plan. You're the longest serving vet on this call, on this podcast. So some meaningful patient interaction or interactions that, you know, you've been able to deliver or be a part of or heard of that you want to share.
I've had multiple meaningful patient interactions, just like PD and Dr. Carlson. I think all of us kind of think about our most recent one. But mine was actually a patient who had an unexpected surgery, and the patient and family was actually pretty upset. They were young and didn't expect to have surgery. They were upset. They kind of were able to kind of activate our own personal chain of command of talking to their nurse and their nurse leader, our patient advocate department, I think, and get all their questions answered. I spoke to this family during their hospitalization. I handed them off to a doctor who they had a wonderful interaction with, who they actually ended up giving that doctor a hospitalist a gift. I spoke to that family after discharge and answered more of their questions that they had after they'd kind of sat and thought about things. And I was very grateful to make sure that I was able to answer all their questions. And, you know, Scott, while I'm talking to you, I'm actually sitting in my office and I keep all my thank yous. I remember getting, you know, flowers from a patient's son when his mother passed, just thanking me for understanding her in those last hours or days. And all of our patients mean so much to us, and it really keeps us going in this career.
I'm sure, right? And there are good days and bad days and just staying motivated. So working with patients and families and the great team there. I just love this podcast today. You know, we had some smiles and laughter and some tears, everything that a good podcast should have. So I just want to thank you all. Thank you for your time. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
And for more information, go to mycmh.org/awards. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for additional topics of interest. I'm Scott Webb. Thanks for listening. This is Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare.